The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
We're attacking the virus on every front with social distancing, economic support for our workers, rapid medical intervention, and very serious innovation.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
I heard Governor Newsom mention something the other day that stuck with me that said, you know, the virus doesn't move. People move it. We move it. If we hunker down and stay in place, if we do our jobs and we abide by the restrictions, we abide by the mandates given to us by health departments and the doctors throughout the country, we'd be much better off. But we still see people that just don't pay attention to this.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
I think this will be a pretty permanent jolt on just about everybody in some form or fashion.
On AM 870, The Answer.
It's time for our segment at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission, joining us. Andy, good to have you on again. How are you doing?
Thank you, Larry. Well, I'm up to my neck in alligators and swamped and overwhelmed, but I'm doing okay.
So we saw some stories that the Judge Carter was going to work with different agencies, try to work things out, get more of these homeless into housing. I understand you had a call with them on Monday. What can you share?
Yes, just got off the phone Monday and talked to two judges at the same time, and they're trying to work on how many sanitation stations there should be, as well as toilets and as well as housing units. And my encouragement was less on the sanitation stations. Don't go for, you know, so many that everybody can just stay comfortably on Skid Row and continue to live on Skid Row. Emphasize more getting people to a shelter, to shelters that have sanitation, have restrooms, have showers. And this could possibly be, you know, use a horrible thing like the pandemic to do a forever move of not leaving one human being, precious human being, on the streets. That was my advice. Whether that will be taken or not, I humbly made the request of a couple of judges and others, and hopefully they'll listen. I was able on last Saturday to give the judge an in-depth tour of Skid Row, the lack of restrooms, the lack of showers, but for the most part, the lack of places to go and people suffering on the streets. And so it was an honor and a privilege to give the judge an in-depth tour in my truck. We were even attacked in my truck one time because he took a picture and tried to explain that he was a federal judge who could make a difference, and that didn't matter to the person. But it was an interesting, wonderful time and an honor to perhaps strike a blow against the forces that are keeping people tied to addiction and struggle on Skid Row.
Andy Bales is with us from Union Rescue Mission. The week began with L.A. Mayor Garcetti saying that the homeless shelters were about 91% filled, and he expected to reach between 97 and 100% capacity Sunday night. Garcetti said that in his daily update that he's still wanting to use 42 recreation centers as emergency shelters with 6,000 beds. Are we seeing any activity on that? Are we seeing anything different on the street as you drive by, or does it still look the same?
Yes, as I told the judge, we're seeing less numbers on Skid Row for the first time ever. Perhaps they're coming into Union Rescue Mission. Perhaps they're coming into the new shelters that have been set up. Whatever is the case, we're heading in the right direction during this never-seen-before, unprecedented time, and getting people off the streets and into places with shelters and with showers and wash stations and all is a much better spot than leaving people on the streets to suffer and die alone.
Right. Last week, we talked with you about homeless people and testing. Now we see the first homeless person who tested positive for the coronavirus turned up at Doc Weller State Beach and was taken to a medical facility for treatment. So we know that there are some cases now, at least among the homeless.
Well, we know that there's cases, but the one that is still being said to have been positive is not positive. He turned out negative. And even though the media continues to say he's the first person who's homeless and has the COVID-19, I actually personally know him, and he tested negative. So as of yet, not one person that I know of has tested positive for COVID-19, although that could change very quickly.
Sure.
We're waiting some test results for someone who's in a desperate situation. We just don't know if it's COVID-19 or a heart issue.
Right. Now, Andy, we do know that the mayor is also turning to local hotels, telling them that they could be reimbursed for donating rooms for the homeless. And he believes that there would be funding for that from the federal government to reimburse that. What are you hearing about hotel rooms becoming available and hotels and motels? Are they willing to go along with this?
I know they're desperate for help. And they're desperate for help, and they're empty, and they very well could get paid. And I loved hearing that phrase FEMA from our mayor, because this is a FEMA-like crisis, and it's going to take whatever we can do. It's going to take everybody on deck and all on board to get this done, because this is a crisis. It has been for years, but now compounded by a pandemic, perhaps this is the time we actually make a difference.
Yeah, Garcetti asked hotel and motel owners to provide rooms for Angelenos who are homeless or need to isolate with coronavirus. He said he believed those rooms would be paid for out of funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There he is saying it. He says the owners will be paid by the city for the rooms. We're not asking for them to donate the rooms. We believe these expenses will be reimbursed by FEMA. It is a reimbursable expense. Garcetti urging hotel and motel owners to go to coronavirus.lacity.org/rooms to complete a survey about the price of rooms owners are seeking and other information about their properties to enable them to be rented to LA County for housing and the homeless and those needing to isolate themselves. So, Andy, much of what you talked about over the past year is starting to happen, but it took this coronavirus to get it to go.
Yeah, I could never have imagined that this is what it would have taken. It's such a heartbreaking time. It's such a fearful time. We're down to a skeleton crew. We're encouraging everybody who can to work from home. I wouldn't have thought it would ever have taken this, but here we are, and actually been crying out for a FEMA-like response since 2015 at least, and here we are. But it's a tough moment.
Yeah, indeed. Garcetti decried that, this is a really important issue. The virus does not discriminate based on race, ethnic origin, age, or gender. Obviously, those who are on the streets already lack the basic necessities to stay healthy. Many have a condition that would be putting them in a high-risk group. This is an at-risk group, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it's a miracle so far that we have yet to have one solid reported case. The one that has been reported is not a solid case. The gentleman tested negative, and it really is a miracle, and we're praying for a miracle, although I know it's going to be a short time before that miracle becomes reality.
We have seen some different national fundraiser efforts to put a highlight where the need is. What is the need in the homeless community, and how can people who have been blessed and have the resources step up? What are the needs right now?
Yeah, food is a big necessity for many shelters. I know many shelters, even the food bank says we have a few weeks of food. We've been blessed because we had a young lady step up, Patty's Gourmet Pizza, with pizzas as long as we need them. Subway has stepped up, providing sandwiches, Porto's. Porto's has stepped up with two meals a week, and others have stepped up. But food is important. Supplies are important. Sanitizer is still a big issue. Toilet paper is still a big issue. Anything that anybody can share, we're all in this together, and we can still look out for our brothers and sisters, even our neighbors in our own neighborhood could be helped.
Yeah. What is the impact of the safe at home and businesses, for the most part, not operating at least through April? That extends it a couple weeks past what was believed in the kind of the first target by the president was Easter. That in itself is going to be very different. For the first time, Easter services, churches, places of worship, not going to be having people gather for Easter services this year.
Yeah, so we're going to do all of ours virtual. We're going to have chapel on Tuesdays virtually. We're going to have a Good Friday virtually. We're going to have a rooftop sunrise service where I might be the only participant virtually and sending it out to folks. But it really is a strange time, a new world and new reality that we're facing. But you know, somebody sent me a note the other day about Noah and the family on the ark and 40 days of confinement. And if Noah could do it with all the animals and without toilet paper, I guess God can take us through all of this.
Yeah. You always have an optimistic look at things. Share some stories. Talk about some of the successes this past week or so. There are people, as you mentioned, people stepping forward.
So we had a gentleman who was 63 on meth and on cocaine in his tent, in a local clinic called and said, Andy, would you accept a fella who's 63 and using meth actively and using cocaine actively? And I said, we absolutely would welcome him into our mission and into quarantine. By the way, he had COVID-19 symptoms. And we said we would. And if he would come in and go through the withdrawals and get sober just like he would in the hospital. And the good news is that he came in, and the good news is that he is now tested negative, and he's going to be in quarantine 3 more days, and we're inviting him into our recovery program. And so miracles are happening despite this difficult situation, horrendous situation, and miracles still happen at Union Rescue Mission and all over our city because of caring people.
All right, final 30 seconds. Put a mention out there. Put it out there for those who, what are the deeds right now?
So our biggest needs are our funds. We know we're going to be deeply impacted by the future, by the economy suffering so badly. And we have a friend going out, and he's raising funds and asking his wealthy friends to give $100,000 at a time. But also our regular gifts are up right now, and you can go to urm.org and help that trend continue. And if we get enough support, we can keep doing this miraculous work, and we can't do it without you. So thank you so much, Larry.
Be safe. Andy Bales, Union Rescue Mission.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.